Nicole, thank you so much for the time. What does an honor like this mean to you?
Oh, man. it means a lot, actually. I just started coaching varsity sports 5 years ago, but my dad was always a coach from a little kid. You know, I would go down to football practice with him at 4 years old and play on the swings while he coached. And he took a lot of pride in it, and I would watch him, you know, at night making his practice plans and all the hard work that went into it and all the hours. And I remember when I started coaching, my dad was super nervous that I wasn't going to do a good job. But I like emulated, you know, what he did and put the time in, and that we ended up being pretty successful. So it means a ton to receive this honor. It's a lot of hard work. And I have a huge love for it. So it's awesome to be honored for something that I really love.
And one of the things that stands out when looking at your team is just the amount of youth that's there. There are very few seniors on this year's team, eighth grader, seventh grader, a bunch of freshmen, all having great success this year. So how does Watkins Glen keep producing swimming talent at this rate?
We are super lucky in that we have a club swim team called the Glen Gators swim team, and it's been around, I think, close to 40 years now at this point, or it's in the 30-year range. We try to get kids in really, really young and get them enjoying the sport of swimming. So we're really lucky in that way. Also, we have an awesome swim program at our school, and that makes a huge difference, but I really think it comes down to Glen Gators. Just having a youth feeder program makes all the difference in the world when they get to the varsity level. And we were really lucky to just get this crop of kids coming through that's really young that all enjoy swimming together. And Jason Westervelt from Owego came 3 years ago. And he, you know, he's got a great spirit and serious tenacity. And so he took over the Glen Gators program. And it just is continuing to spiral from there. So everything's going really well with the youth. And I think that's how we keep having these programs, is from that.
Well, and it translates to a lot of success, including a Section 4 championship for the fourth straight season. Is it one of those things where you guys take the approach of championship or bust, or do you guys just kind of go out there to do your thing? Like, what's the mindset and the mentality of that?
Well, we definitely are a goal-oriented team. I don't think you can do much without having team goals. So at the beginning of every season, we set our goals with the girls, and usually every year, you know, a sectional championship is our number one goal. And that's kind of what we train for all year, and we talk about it all year. We've got some girls coming up that, you know, we're going to start talking about getting them to the state meet and getting them a state cut time. So we're constantly talking about those different goals. And yes, I mean, the championship is what we go for, and our focus every single season, literally from day one, we start talking about, like, the girls are always like, when do we start taper? And we tell them, this is your first day of taper. We have to train hard to get to that. So that's our focus. And I feel like the kids, during the grind of the season, we're constantly reminding them. So yes. Yeah. Championships winning is a good focus, 'cause I think that's, kids think they want to not work hard and just have fun, but the smiles on their faces when they win those championships tells a different story, I think. So,
and one swimmer who's been around for all this success is Amanda Wilbur, who you gave your $500 scholarship to after winning this award. So she's well-liked across all sports at Watkins Glen. What makes her a special athlete for you guys?
Amanda is just one of those kids that just enjoys the daily grind of athletics. Like, she's a really hard trainer. She works harder than anybody else, and she enjoys it. So she has that spirit, right? And then she pulls other kids in to that spirit and that enjoyment. Amanda, I've coached, this is my fifth year with Amanda. She's one of those kids that buys in. Like, if she knows that you want what's best for her, she comes at it hard, and then she gets other kids to buy in too. Like, my first year coaching, you know, you're a new coach to a new program, and it takes a while to get that buy-in, but Amanda bought in from the beginning, and she just has that heart and that spirit that you don't find very often, but when you do, they make such a humongous difference on your team. She's just an all-around great kid, hard worker. I mean, you can't ask for more.
Nicole Chafee with us here on BTL, ESPN Ithaca's Night of Champions, Coach of the Year from the Watkins Glen Girls Swimming and Diving Team. What was this past year like for you?
For everyone, right? COVID added a lot of stress. Even when we think, oh, things are pretty back to normal, there's still the constant stress and worry of, is a kid going to come in sick? Are we going to have to quarantine? Am I going to have to quarantine until I got my vaccine, you know? So that all of that stress constantly was kind of like an underlying little buzz, you know, at all times. But I think being in the pool, because Gators started doing like summer Gators this past summer, just outside, obviously. And then we started doing some dry land training at the community center. But I think having that anchor for everybody, coaches, kids, something to look forward to that feels very normal, made all the difference in the world. And the fact that the kids, the swimmers that we have, worked hard through this and worked really hard through it was really amazing, because it was not easy. And we did have a few kids that had to quarantine for a couple of weeks and like very close to sectional time. But they kept their head up. They came in, they didn't let it get them down, you know, and it was a very difficult year, but also it made everything more rewarding to see how much enjoyment the kids got out of doing something normal.
And earlier you mentioned learning how to coach from your father. So what methods were those that you have been able to put into place at Watkins Glen since you took over?
My dad believes like the little things come first, that you can't have a good sports team if they don't have the basics. So in any sport, and he's coached everything because he coached my sister Taylor in a lot of things, who was a great athlete. And he did that with us. Like when we would shoot baskets, like when he put a basketball hoop in our backyard, like we knew we had to start close to the basket. We weren't even allowed to go near the 3-point line until we made a certain amount of shots next to the basket. So I kind of took that with me into it. And like, you got to focus on the little things, and that the big gains will come, but they have to learn to do things right first. So that was probably my big focus. And just, I feel like he just, when you watch my dad coach, it like lights up his whole world. And I feel like going in every day with that like love for the kids that I watched him have, and watch what a difference it makes with his athletes. I tried to take that in to every sports team as well. And my dad, of course, believes in hard work and respect. And those were huge things too. I mean, my dad as a coach, now looking back on it as a coach, was a huge model for me of how to carry myself and how to react to things. And I feel like that, just getting that experience of watching him growing up kind of through osmosis, and just remembering like how, like would my dad start yelling right now? No, he wouldn't. He'd stay calm. So it's like one of those things, just all those little things that he does every day that makes him a great coach.
And it's all in the family. That's so, so cool to me. Hey, Nicole, yeah. Thank you so much for the time. Really do appreciate it. Enjoy the summer.
Yeah, thank you.
And congratulations for being our Coach of the Year. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Nice to talk to you.